Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. Today we're covering a new commerce media network from one of the biggest names in shopping malls, how Elf is turning TikTok Live into a product launch strategy, and why Dentsu is reorganizing around commerce and retail media. Three pretty different stories, but I think there's actually a connection between all of them. Let's get started. Story number one. Simon Property Group launches a commerce media network. The first story this week really caught my attention because I think it continues to stretch my understanding of what a commerce media network can actually be. Simon Property Group has officially launched something called the Simon Media Network. If the Simon name isn't immediately familiar, there is a pretty good chance you've been inside one of their properties. Simon operates more than 200 shopping, dining, entertainment, and mixed-use destinations, and now they're turning that footprint into a commerce media platform. According to Simon, its properties generate more than $100 billion in commerce and receive billions of visits worldwide. The new Simon Media Network combines those physical destinations with first-party customer intelligence and advertising opportunities that include digital displays inside Simon properties, experiential activations, Simon's loyalty program, its digital channels, and even off-platform media. And this is where I started thinking about this a little differently. When I first started learning about retail media, I thought the retailer was the important part. The retailer has the customer relationships. They have the transactional data. They have the website, the app, and the stores. But the more I've been following commerce media, the more I'm starting to wonder whether the retailer itself is really the defining ingredient anymore. Maybe it's the relationship with the customer and the signals you can build from that relationship. Think about what Simon potentially sees. People aren't visiting a Simon property just to walk into one store. They might shop, they might eat, they might go to a movie, they might spend an afternoon with their family. And Simon's pitch is that this gives advertisers a broader view of consumer behaviors across shopping, dining, entertainment, and other experiences rather than purchases from a single retailer. Now, I find that really interesting. We've already talked on the show about businesses outside traditional retail moving into commerce media. And now one of America's biggest shopping mall operators is doing it. So here's what I'm watching for. Can Simon prove that these real-world signals can create something advertisers can't easily get somewhere else? Because launching another media network is one thing. Having differentiated data, inventory, and measurement that earns a place in a marketer's media plan is something entirely different. And I think that's the bigger question as more of these networks appear. Story number two. Elf is turning TikTok Live into a launch channel. Story number two takes us from the shopping mall to TikTok. Fast Company published a really interesting look this week at how Elf Beauty has been using TikTok Live. And one example stood out. When Elf Beauty launched its new hair care line in June, the company didn't wait for the products to arrive at its retail partners, Target. A week earlier, Elf launched the products on TikTok Shop through a four-hour live stream hosted by beauty influencers. And according to Fast Company, the live stream generated hundreds of thousands of views and helped make Elf Hair the company's biggest day one category launch in its history. And there's a bigger commerce story behind this. Fast Company reports that U.S. consumers spent about $11.8 billion on TikTok Shop during the first 6 months of 2026, after spending $15.8 billion there during all of 2025. Those numbers got my attention, because I think we're watching the distance between discovery and purchase get smaller. Traditionally, we might see an ad somewhere, then research the product, maybe visit a retailer, maybe search for reviews, and eventually buy. TikTok Live can potentially collapse a lot of that journey. You're watching someone demonstrate something, you're learning about it, you're being entertained, and there's an opportunity to purchase it without really leaving the experience. Here's an idea I keep coming back to as I learn more about commerce media. And the question is, what happens when the content, the media, and the store start becoming the same thing? ELF is interesting here because this doesn't appear to be a one-off experience. Fast Company reports that the brand does roughly 15 TikTok live streams each month, with streams lasting anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. So what I'm watching here isn't simply whether TikTok Shop grows. I'm watching how brands start thinking about launching products. Could a creator live stream eventually become just as important to the launch plan as the traditional advertising campaign or the retail shelf? I don't know. But this ELF story gives us a pretty interesting example to watch. Story number 3. Agencies are reorganizing around commerce too. And our last story moves to the agency side. Digiday reported this week that Dentsu is expanding and consolidating its commerce and retail media offering in North America. The company hired Asha Khan from WPP Media as its new head of retail and commerce for Dentsu North America. Dentsu has also recently added two other senior commerce media leadership positions, but I actually think the organizational moves are less interesting than why they're happening. Digiday cited Madison and Wall research estimating that U.S. commerce media grew 25% year-over-year during the second quarter of 2026, excluding political advertising. That's significant. And when I read this story, I realized something. We spent a lot of time talking about retailers building retail media networks. But if commerce media keeps growing, the organizations serving advertisers have to change too. Dentsu told Digiday that it's bringing direct-to-customer commerce, retail media network capabilities, media commerce, and other parts of the business together more cohesively. And one of the ideas I found interesting here was organizing around the customer instead of the individual channels. That makes a lot of sense when you put it next to the other two stories this week. A consumer doesn't wake up thinking, today I'm entering the retail media portion of my customer journey. They go to the mall, they watch TikTok, they search, they stream something, they visit a store, they buy something, and increasingly, commerce media is showing up across all of it. That's why I think this week's three stories actually fit together really well. Simon is expanding where commerce media can exist, ELF is showing us how content and commerce can come together, and Dentsu is reorganizing around a world where all of these touch points need to somehow connect. And I'm still learning where all of this ultimately goes. But every week, I do the show, the term commerce media makes a little more sense to me because what we're watching doesn't really fit neatly inside the walls of traditional retail media anymore. If there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. Commerce media is starting to look less like a channel and more like the connective tissue between media, experiences, and the moments when people actually buy. That's it for this week's Commerce Media Minute. If you're learning about commerce media along with me, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can find more from me at SeanAyala.com. That's it for this week. I'll see you next time.